One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Pork and egg producers, in fact, farmers all across the country, will be watching today as the House Ag Committee holds a hearing on California's Proposition 12, trying to tell you how to raise livestock. Mike Davis has the story.
California voters passed Prop 12 in 2018, essentially banning the sale of conventionally raised pork and eggs in the state, forcing producers from coast to coast to modify their operations at considerable expense. Will Coggan, research director with the Center for Environment and Welfare, a Washington think tank, says other states could follow California's lead.
Voters were very misled by the animal rights activists who funded this measure. They spent over $10 million passing it. And well, what about other states? You know, California is not the only state that has these ballot referendum. And so they all of a sudden you could see measures in two dozen states, each with attacking, let's say, eggs or pork or dairy or beef or poultry, run by these animal rights activists that really create chaos in the marketplace for both producers and consumers.
Coggan says voters were misled by the ballot measure in 2018.
They didn't realize how much it was going to drive up prices for their bacon, their eggs at the grocery store by banning conventionally produced products. And so with bird flu also creating havoc on the egg prices, eggs got up to over $10 a dozen in California. And so we did some polling in May, and we found that Californians have voters remorse. They have buyer's remorse about Prop 12. 60% of Californians say they want a legislative fix to Prop 12. And we also asked, hey, if this Prop 12 was on the ballot again tomorrow, would you vote for it? Only 35% of people said yes, so it would fail if it was on the ballot again tomorrow.
Producers, as well as California voters, have been waiting for Congress to take up the issue.
They've been talking about passing a slimmed-down farm bill by the end of September that would address things like Prop 12 and a few other issues that were not addressed in the spending bill. And so we're hopeful that the members of Congress understand that Prop 12 is very damaging. It's both the producers and consumers. Californians don't like it. They regret passing it, and that these measures could, if they're not stopped by Congress, could create even more chaos for farmers down the road as well as consumers.
I'm Mike Davis.
Thank you, Mike. The House Ag Committee hearings can be viewed on YouTube. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America. It would connect the East and West Coasts. The merger discussions began during the first quarter of this year. It would combine the largest and smallest of the country's six major freight railroads. Both railroads declined to comment. The merger would have to be approved by the Surface Transportation Board. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for being here. We'll be here tomorrow for you. Same time, same station. Inside Agriculture.